Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get informed. Be responsible. Use protection. Call Planned Parenthood at 1-800-230-PLAN.
Planned Parenthood Administration, this is Lisa.
And who am I speaking with now?
My name is Lisa Hutton.
Lisa Hutton, what's your position?
Administrative assistant.
Okay. When I underwrite abortion, does that apply to minorities too?
If you specifically want it to underwrite an abortion for a minority person, you can target it that way. You can specify that that's how you want it spent.
Okay, yeah, because there's definitely way too many black people in Ohio, so I'm just trying to do my part.
Okay, whatever.
Well, blacks especially need abortions, too. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, for whatever reason, we'll accept the money.
Okay, great.
If you could read my mind,
I have a dream.
On a black baby.
Yes. They've been calling Planned Parenthood all over the nation, but it's all some kind of horrible hoax. I don't know what it's all about.
It's a preposterous notion.
We could face some challenges from, like, ACLU.
And I want to make sure I don't leave anything out.
I guess if you sent the money with a letter saying, specifying just exactly which groups you want or which group you want this money to be used for.
I can't answer your question at the moment.
I would hope that someone can answer this question in the negative. It seems like an extremely obvious question.
What was the question again?
Can I give you my credit card number?
It's a strange time, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just in amazement. My name is Autumn. I'm the Director of Development. Thank you for calling Planned Parenthood of Idaho's Administration and Education offices. If you're calling to make a donation, please dial 13 and speak with Autumn. Your call is being transferred.
Autumn.
Good afternoon. This is Autumn.
Hello, Autumn. I'm interested in making a donation today.
Fantastic.
What about abortions for the underprivileged minority groups?
Oh, absolutely. We have, in fact, wonderful, fantastic news. We just received a very generous donation to our Women in Need Fund.
Wonderful. I want to specify that abortion to help a minority group. Would that be possible?
Absolutely.
Like the black community, for example?
Certainly.
Okay. So the abortion could be, I could give money specifically for a black baby. That'd be the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanted to designate that you wanted your gift to be used to help an African-American woman in need, then we would certainly make sure that that gift was earmarked specifically for that purpose.
Great, because I really face trouble with affirmative action, and I don't want my kids being disadvantaged, against black kids. I just had a baby. I want to put it in his name,
Absolutely.
So that's definitely possible.
Oh, always.
So I was wondering, can I put this in the name of my son?
Absolutely.
The name of my son, great. He's trying to get into colleges, and he'll be applying, we're just really big. He's really faced troubles with affirmative action.
All right.
And, we don't. And we just think.
All right, we're going to play the rest of this later. Obviously, this has been out for 3 or 4 months. It's so old hat to me that I have blind spots. I have to watch my own blind spots. We all do. It's finally getting traction. It's finally coming out. A student group randomly called 7 different out of a list of hundreds. They randomly chose 7 different Planned Parenthoods. They all said the same thing. Giggling, snickering. Oh, absolutely. It's all about killing Blackie. It's so liberal. It's so sweet. And of course, you'll never hear Barack Obama criticize it. No. There'll be lots of yelling and screaming about black pride, but at the end of the day, they know who they work for. We'll cover this and a lot more. Huge transmission today. Stay with me.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, about 3 months ago, a bunch of listeners sent me The Advocate, a student group out of Southern California that for more than a decade has put out a magazine predominantly about Planned Parenthood being a eugenics front group. It's not even a eugenics front group. It was founded by the top U.S. eugenicists, publicly funded by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. I mean, that's just mainstream history. But they randomly called seven different Planned Parenthoods and got the same response. Laughing, smacking of lips. There's too many blacks. I want this for blacks. Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And the people that run these, I've been around them. I've met them. I've protested them. They are literally some type of weird zombie. They are just the sickest, most wicked, cult-like people you can imagine. Don't believe me. Just go down and go into one of these places and talk to them. One has to experience the Matrix before they, you know, can really be told about it. It's just better to experience it. I don't know one black leader in Austin, Texas. I don't know one black leader in Dallas where I grew up. I don't know one black leader in the country, by leader, somebody the media sticks out there. There's plenty of black leaders, but they're either assassinated or never even given any media attention. But the mainline pimps of the New World Order, you know, the minions of the New World Order, and they've got every major group's people under control. But the Judas goats that control the black community, They'll give fiery speeches about Devil Whitey all day, and they'll, you know, thump their chest and talk about how whites are absolutely wicked and devilish and cunning and hurting the people and are racist. When an average, the average white person's a guilty, you know, chicken-necked, limp-wristed person running around with a guilt complex, rolling out red carpets for black people, in my experience. And then I sit here and I go, you know, you have Planned Parenthood predominantly in the minority areas. Its mission, and these are the official writings and letters of Margaret Sanger and Foundation Minutes, saying that the black person is a weed and must be exterminated. And it's big. There's letters to all these robber barons. She was getting millions of dollars, and that was equivalent to billions back then, to set up these foundations, and how, oh, we've got to hire black front doctors because the blacks only trust other blacks. And then you find out the same black leaders then run off to China to help Mao Zedong come to power. It ties into communism, this whole network, the communist Chinese put it into place there against their own people. And there's no doubt Bill Gates' daddy is the head of Planned Parenthood. There's no doubt he was one of their chief board members going back 40 years. There's no doubt IBM set up Microsoft as a front to launder eugenics money. There's no doubt the Gateses have given more than $40 billion of their own money, and now Warren Buffett's given even more than that. I mean, we're talking like $90 billion total in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they carry out eugenics operations worldwide. There's no doubt who they are, what they are, what they do. And instead, oh, if Sammy Allred, a local talk show host, says, oh, people don't like Barack Obama because, you know, he's a blackie. By the way, Sammy Allred was endorsing him, liking him. But you see, he got fired for that because, oh, you shouldn't say that term. See, all this political correctness where we're just shaking in whatever terms we use. Meanwhile, though, you want to fund killing black babies or white babies? I mean, they want to kill them all, but it was started for blacks. You want to grab black kids and with CPS and poison them to death? Hey, that's all right. The NAACP isn't going to say a word. But you say, I like Barack Obama, but some people don't like him because, you know, oh, even if he's a clean blackie, we can't have him. You know, that's a quote. Just that term. You know, hypersensitivity to things that don't even matter. Because really, multiculturalism and all this political correctness is about all of us being up on tippy toes, eyes bugged out, watching each other, looking for some secret sign of racism. Meanwhile, Arnold Schwarzenegger can come out and say, I admire Hitler. I want to be worshipped at Nuremberg like Hitler. He can run around screaming and yelling, down with the blacks, they're subhuman at events, to freak them out behind the stage before they would go do their posing routines because some were bigger than him. And so he knew how to psychologically mess with them so they'd freak out when they went out on stage. But the point is, that's all okay. It's on tape. It's admitted. He can even be in private homosexual photo collections and in public gay porn magazines. That's okay. And again, I'm not judging that. I'm not even making a determination there. It's just if any other politician had that, it's over. Imagine if Elliot Spitzer was in porno mags. He'd be arrested probably. But he was actually, the evidence is now showing, anti-corruption. I've been doing even more analysis of it. Oh my gosh, over for him. But if you love Hitler and you're in gay porno mags, it's okay. And your dad was an SS Gestapo captain. That's the equivalent of a colonel because they only go up to one general in the SS power structure. Not like they have a bunch of generals. So a colonel is the equivalent of a brigadier general. His daddy ran an entire city and surrounding county, surrounding sector of Graz. And he went and arrested people and took them and did it all. And Arnie likes to wear Nazi belt buckles on TV. That's okay. In fact, the ADL gives him awards and says he's great. But you talk about how the New World Order funded Hitler and how top Zionists funded Hitler, even though there's best-selling books by professors on that who were Jewish, by the way. You're a Nazi to say that. You don't talk about the big dirty secret. You're against killing black babies. You're racist. You see, you don't like Hitler, you're racist. You like Hitler, you're good. And literally 90-plus percent of the time, it's vast majority of the time, you go out, and I've been to these things where it's a Nazi rally or a Klan rally, and they're actual feds. I keep saying actual. I know I overuse the term actual. I mean, they really are feds. And it's come out that most of the, the American Hitler and all these other famous guys, well, you can look at them and tell, but it comes out that they're Jewish. And they go out and have little media parades and then freak out the inner city folks and freak out the, quote, minorities and get them all frothing so the middle class cowers in more fear no matter what color you are and says, okay, I'm for all the socialism, I'm for the welfare, I'm not racist, when the welfare is really used to dehumanize and enslave and poison and kill the minorities. See, when you're a eugenicist Nazi, how do you protect yourself? You run the organizations that fight the racism, you see. So you randomly call up seven Planned Parenthoods and I just want to get rid of the black babies. I just had a white baby. Oh, yes, of course, sir. Yes. Oh, we understand. And then all these big national liberal groups are coming out and saying, hey, Planned Parenthood's good. You leave them alone. They haven't done anything wrong. They're great people. And this is taken out of context. And this is just some new thing. And this is random. And it's just an accident. And you know, those people are being fired who talk like this. Folks, it was founded to exterminate black people. The founder of IBM donated millions of dollars in the 20s. That was billions of dollars then. Thomas Watson, who received the Black Eagle from Hitler, the highest civilian award. Photos, all the photos with him constantly over there up until World War II. Millions of dollars to develop particular computers just to racially with health departments track and euthanize and sterilize blacks in Jamaica, the U.S., Caribbean, Canada, surrounding areas. That machine was then bought by Adolf Alois Hitler, and the tattoos you see on camp victims' arms were used in the computer, your weight, your age, and other data, how many teeth you had, things like that, skin color, pigment, you know, did you have a flush? Did you look healthy? That was entered and given codes, and then the card would pop out whether you'd be shot in the head that day or whether you'd be worked to death or whether you'd be kept alive. All of it, the whole grid, everything is run by them. They totally dominate. They rule with an iron rod. They have brainwashed and militarized our police. They have warped our troops in 5 years now, this week, in Iraq, and forged a dark army of hell spawn filled with felons and illegal aliens and psychopaths who's been totally mentally broken as a great black battering ram to ram down our gates, all coming back to be police, to be unfurled, released. You know, they are converting upwards of 80% of the troops to government jobs, and the vast majority, go pull the numbers up, of them are going into, quote, law enforcement. They are taking the influx of troops and hiring them. It doesn't matter what color you are. I know there's some sick white people out there going, good, kill the blacks, yeah. The other tool of eugenics by these eugenicists, whites are seen as the ultimate threat to them. I'm not debating whether this stuff is merit or not. This is what they believe. You are seen as the ultimate threat to the elite because they believe you are more advanced like they are. And so that's why the fluoridation is targeted at you, to dumb you down, because they say you may take over and stop what they're doing because you're up to the challenge.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide.
Chris Christopherson.
With the sea I did abide.
I wonder what he thinks about 9/11.
I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still.
Best part right here. Old Waylon Jennings.
I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll always be around.
We do have big guests today, by the way. I should have told you this at the start of the transmission.
I fly a starship.
Dr. Dean Adell is coming up in the next segment. We'll see if he shows up for this interview. I'm looking forward to that.
I reach the other side.
I'll find a place.
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Perhaps.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Yeah, Dr. Dean Adell coming up. Part three of interviews we've been doing with Jeffrey Smith at noon. About 40 minutes into the transmission from now. And Bob Chapman today for a full hour getting into the financials, really trying to break this down. It's such a big subject and so important to all of us. On the subject of eugenics, I'm going to do a bunch of shows on that. We've done a bunch already last year. I'm going to do more this year. We're going to have the folks who've confronted Planned Parenthood by calling them and having them drip with pleasure and enjoyment, you know, saliva dripping from their mawing mouths as they smack their lips talking about killing black babies. Unbelievable. And so we'll be breaking that down as well. You know, on the subject of eugenics, yeah, I believe we're all equal. I believe, you know, you may have certain variations in certain groups of Homo sapiens sapien where certain traits are more expressed on average. And everybody knows that's true. But you're going to have individuals from any group that are of just incredible intelligence level. You're also going to have really evil people from any group. You're going to have a lot of mediocre people from any group. The sciences, you know, were developed universally all over the world, you know, regardless, from Asia to Africa, of course, to the West. But the elites believe that the ultimate expression is the Nordic. And that same elitism or chosen people idea really resonated with the Zionists, and for some reason a lot of big Zionist groups fund eugenics organizations. You wouldn't think they would after what Hitler did, but they do. That's the incredible thing. And so when you get into real eugenics or criticize the real big boys, they get mad. You know, if you want to have blacks and whites fighting in the street with, you know, 10 FBI informants dressed up like Nazis screaming Heil Hitler, they love getting us divided and conquered, you know, fighting with each other. But the real target of eugenics, yeah, positive and negative eugenics, as it's popular taught, breed the elites better, make them live longer, look better, be smarter, exterminate, reduce, sterilize, abort, infanticide the unwashed masses, cull their numbers. And this is the elite religion. It's universal. This is what the elite's into universally. I mean, it's what all of the top penultimate leaders are for. And that's their operation. That's what they do. And so they believe they are targeting the middle class, as they call it, that could threaten the hegemony or the monopoly of power by the elite. All right, we got a big guest coming up. I've been listening to this guy for more than a decade. We'll see if Dr. Dean Adell does make it on with us. A lot of big guests here. Willie Nelson, Lou Dobbs. The list just goes on and on. Got some really big guests coming up in the next couple of weeks, folks. I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but you're going to be amazed at who's coming on this show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. He's with us for the rest of the hour.
The needle tears.
Dr. Dean Adell really probably doesn't need much of an introduction. An American physician and broadcaster in the United States who hosts the Dr. Dean Adell radio program. Syndicated through Premier Radio Networks, same folks that bring in George Norrie, Rush Limbaugh, and all of them. And he is got quite a list of letters after his name, and first studied zoology at Cornell University before earning his MD from Cornell University, on and on and on. And so he's a medical doctor, written quite a few best-selling books, and we have got him on with us for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to be honest. I used to really like Dr. Dean Adell. I mean, I've been listening to him on KLBJ 590 for like 12, 14 years. I, of course, we're on that station right now. But I've seen him change a little bit, and kind of his defense of the establishment, I think, intensify. So I wanted to get him on to talk about that today. But I do agree with a lot of things he says. Just because the mainstream medical stuff, you know, hundreds of thousands a year die from the wrong prescriptions or medical mistakes in hospitals or cutting off the wrong arm or leaving instruments in people. At the same time, the alternative groups are a lot of kooks there, and they make the good alternative stuff look bad. You know, magic machines that cost $5,000 that are a piece of glass with a flashing light in it that con artists sell. I can't stand it. All the quackery, all the kookiness. You know, I support a lot of the real alternative stuff herbs that have been proven for thousands of years to, you know, have known effects and a lot of that. So that all gets a bad name because we put up with all of these out-of-control kooks. So I agree with the doc there. Let's just go ahead and go to him, but I disagree with him on a bunch of other issues. Dr. Dean, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'll bet you by the end of our time together here, we're going to agree 100%. How's that for a challenge?
Okay. Well, I certainly hope that's the case. I think you're a great radio broadcaster, and your knowledge is, and you just keep, you know, it's so fast moving, a new topic every 2 minutes. I just love the format. You know, I don't hear any other hosts that really do that. Did you pioneer that?
I don't know. There's just so much information out there to bring to people every day. It's a huge, it's a huge field, and it's such intense interest. So in a sense, the frustration is I don't have more time on the air to explore more issues, and it's really hard every day to pick what to talk about. So it moves quickly. It moves quickly because, as I said, there's so many important issues. You mentioned a bunch of the most important, actually, and everything you said that I just heard you say, I kind of agree with you, but let's dig into it.
Well, what do you think the biggest scams are right now in alternative healthcare?
Well, the biggest scams, and let's be really, really clear, nobody wants to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. We have a method. It's called the scientific method. It's gotten us where we are. We can get in an airplane. We got our computers. You and I are taking advantage of this technology today. We got here with science. Medicine's a little trickier. It's an art. You know, it's not like physics or chemistry. And so, you know, we have to be a little fuzzy in how we approach some of these issues. But to me today, the biggest scams, and I base this on science. I come from a long line of vitamin and supplement manufacturers. That's what put me through medical school. My family were among the first multiple vitamin manufacturers in America. Of course, they didn't think it would be big time, so they sold the company, and that's why I'm still working for a living. But either way, you know, vitamins, there have been 8 major double-blind studies that cannot be questioned. You give half the people phony pills, and half the people real pills, and both groups wind up the same in terms of cancer, heart disease, etc. We have proven that taking a bunch of vitamins every day does not help you, and yet more than half of Americans still take them. Then you get a piece of bull like, you know, Airborne to cure the common cold, one of the biggest companies in America, invented by a school teacher. I don't know how she skirted all the Nobel Prize winners. And the more we slam these things, the more we tell people something is worthless, the more they cling to it. And like, as you say, there are really important legitimate herbs and alternative techniques that need the research. We need to investigate, and many that have given us, you know, mainline pharmaceutical drugs and treatments that get swept out with the trash, so to speak. So in a sense, the bad apples in the alternative movement are tainting something that could be very vital in terms of our future investigation.
We're talking to nationally syndicated radio talk shows, Premier Radio Networks, Dr. Dean Adell, and we'll fire out some of your websites here in just a moment because there's quite a few. I want to know which ones you particularly want to put out. But see, right there is where I disagree. I'm talking about people selling magic machines that they claim, you know, they got flashing lights in them that heal you, or you know, magic. I mean, just so much ridiculous garbage. People that claim this cream will make your cataracts fall off. Yep. I mean, there is just so much outright, just total scams, and they charge hundreds or thousands of dollars, you know, depending on the scam. And then, meanwhile, you just said vitamins, you know, have been proven conclusively. You can point to one study. I can point to 1,000 others where we know a lot of people. I mean, let's say people that have a junk food diet. We know that supplements are good because they're not getting the nutrients they need, so that replaces them. I mean, I don't know how you can say that supplements and vitamins haven't been proven to help because you've
got... Well, it's easy. Listen. I would challenge you to offer me one piece of paper that shows a decent double-blind study that vitamins work. I wish they worked. I just can't go against.
So you don't agree with Linus Pauling, Nobel Prize winner on vitamin C? I mean, it's what vitamin A. It's based on your collagen. I mean, right there, we know that's the building blocks of your tissue. I mean, that's
well,
not.
Is, but it doesn't mean that vitamin C works. Listen, Linus Pauling started this on an important line of investigation, so he really should be congratulated for that. But the truth is that the vitamin C studies they failed us miserably. Now, we're not talking about being deficient. Now, we've got to be very clear here. It is naive to assume that my parents made the same vitamins in 1935 that you're buying today. We've moved on. There are so many other micronutrients that are found in real food you do not find in a pill that has vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C. There's so much more than that in food.
But that's why green foods are good, because let's say you're not getting all the stuff you need. A condensed green food with a bunch of raw, unpasteurized, concentrated food plants, that's food, isn't it?
Sure, that might be very useful, and I would love to see studies, and there's certainly no harm from it. But listen, the major, I'm talking, these are studies of 1,500,000 people, double-blind control. We have found harm. You will get more cancer and heart disease with certain vitamins. I wish I could tell you it wasn't true. I want to downplay that aspect of the study because it's not that harmful versus our slovenly ways. The point is, we Americans, we want the pill fairy to come rescue us. Why would we eat well and eat a healthy diet when what we really are secretly saying is, I want to pig out at the fast food joint, and I still want to be healthy, so I'll take these vitamins as opposed to controlling my mouth.
Well, I've also
impossible.
But I've also seen the studies specifically about where they have these basically synthetic or artificial, the junk multivitamins, where it's not even the real plant derived or food derived thing that we're getting. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and I would certainly hope that the new directions in supplements will be fruitful. But the point is, you would not get on an airplane if it wasn't tested to be reliable. You would not want your child sent to jail without evidence that your child was guilty. I don't want to loosen up the standards and just assume, because we get fooled when we make these basic assumptions. We have a fabulous food supply, and most people turn their backs on it, and they want these phony supplement manufacturers to make up the difference for us. And the problem is, there are some good products in there that get swept away. But I got to tell you something. The rip-off machines and the stuff like that you were talking about, I'm like you in that I divide this into, I see caring people who really feel they've stumbled upon something and they really want to help, and they market a product in good faith. It may not work, but they're not guilty of anything. They've made a good attempt, and they're within the law. Then you get the scam artists, like you said, who are, to me, the same as someone sticking a gun in your belly. These are creeps. They take advantage of you. They rip you off when you're ill, you're sick, and in your weakest moments, and they are in a different category, and yet no one seems to care about it. The law kind of allows all this to go on. The law says you can make any claim about the structure and function of the human body you want. You do not have to prove efficacy. You do not have to prove safety. Now, you tell me any other area in consumer law where that is the case.
Okay, Doc, I want to get into some other sectors of the interview because I don't want to run out of time here, but here's the problem. You can get Vioxx approved, a multi-billion-dollar drug, and then it comes out that it's causing all these heart attacks. And if you look at the hundreds of thousands of deaths a year, and they can debate 150 one year, 200,000 another, it's always moving, but it's always over 100,000, where they admit that drug interactions and drug problems from Big Pharma are doing this. And it's called liberty. It's called freedom. If we allow the government to come in and basically do what Europe wants to do, to even start restricting, what type of vitamins you can get, that's the problem. Baby out with the bathwater.
Yes.
So I don't know how we find that balance. But now shifting gears here, because I want to get into some other subjects. I have heard you on radio say, and I hear you almost every week, because you're on local stations here, say that there's no more thimerosal in the vaccines, but then I can go pull up the Associated Press saying that they increase the amount in the MMR, they increase the amount in the flu shots. I actually did go for this interview, and I did go actually pull AP, Reuters, CDC reports that, yes, since, 2002, they're making available non-thimerosal vaccines, but the vast majority still are. So are you saying I heard you wrong, or are you saying that there's no more thimerosal in vaccines?
There's no thimerosal in childhood vaccines. There is thimerosal in flu vaccines, depending on the kind that you get. But the more important issue is, thimerosal has never been shown to be harmful. Why are people concerned about the air and the mercury that we eat? That's where your mercury is coming from. We allow the Bush clean air standards to fly by. Everybody's worried about their fillings and the vaccines. Thimerosal does not cause autism. End of subject. You've got proof to the other side. Step up to the plate and let's talk about it.
Okay.
And that is important. But there's no thimerosal. And since thimerosal has been taken out of vaccines in Denmark, in Sweden, and in America, autism rates have increased. So it ain't thimerosal, and it's
no. I saw that. I saw that. I saw that California study, and it just blanket said that there's no more vaccine, and so why did it go up from 2002 to 2006? And if you actually look at it, they didn't even check. They just said took for granted that it had been taken out, and that's not the evidence we have, doctor. And I'm going to actually take this interview and go through and write a story and add all the links to mainstream and CDC.
But the point really isn't, don't you care whether thimerosal causes diseases or not? You got to care about that first. You got to show me evidence that thimerosal is bad. We took it out.
Houston Chronicle, here it is. Health officials admit vaccines may have hurt Georgia girl. Federal Blue Ribbon panel, this is just February 25th, this is just last month, found and ruled in her favor. This is a Blue Ribbon panel.
Keep reading, but you got to keep reading where it says, this does not imply that vaccines cause autism. This young child, if indeed, and this is not a court of law, by the way, that one case out of millions and millions and millions and millions, this child has a genetic defect that's very unusual, a mitochondrial DNA defect, in combination with something having to do with vaccines, not thimerosal, read it carefully, may have played a role in a single case. When an airplane goes down, do you stop flying?
No, but no. It's such a grow up here.
Listen, you don't get technology that has wiped polio off the face of the earth, smallpox off the face of the earth. Where is diphtheria, whooping cough, tetanus? Where are these diseases? You don't take that technology because there is some flaw and it's not absolutely perfect. You drive your car because you love it and you're willing to take a 1 in 2,500 risk of killing yourself this year. Americans have got to grow up and understand that technology is not perfect.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to sacrifice.
Let me stop you. There are actually, and if you like, actually about 50 of them here in front of me. I mean, you can just say there's not a study, there's no proof, there's no evidence. All I know, and then you can say, well, we overreport autism, you know, brain disorders now. That's why we've gone from 1 in 25,000 20 years ago to 1 in 168 5 years ago to now 1 in 75 federal numbers. And then just, I go on the hike and bike trail. I go to the mall. I take my children to see Ratatouille, and there's 200 kids in there, and the front two rows are autistic children. They have huge wings of every major school now with children nodding and drooling in the corner. What is doing it, Doc? How come there's just suddenly all these autistic kids everywhere?
Right. But don't, because it's increased doesn't mean.
But did the Tooth Fairy do this?
Did the Tooth Fairy do what? Increase autism?
I mean, because...
But don't you want to... But listen, I want to find out why and what's going on to waste all
this
money.
I don't even need scientific studies. I've talked to... And I've got them, by the way. I'll be at a shopping mall. I'll be on vacation. There's a lady there at the pool. She's got an autistic son. And I walk over and I say, when did this happen? Oh, he was 18 months old. I go, let me guess. He had a convulsion that night. She goes, how do you know? Do you know me? Who are you? He had a convulsion after that, and I said, oh, let me guess. The hospital tried to take your kids saying you shook them. Man, why is it they get the shot and sometimes have a convulsion in the hospital?
Listen, this is it's a common reasoning fallacy. There are so many shots that are given to kids. There is nothing can happen in a child that isn't a week or two after a shot or a week or two before the shot, and it sure seems like there's a relationship. It sure seems like it. And if there is, we need to find out, but we're just wasting and spinning our wheels, not getting to the bottom of autism by constantly having to put down a theory that kind of came and it kind of went. So let's move on. Why is it that older fathers have more autistic kids? Why is it that women have certain obstetrical problems?
Well, obviously they know. Well, the studies, you just mentioned them, show that it is a genetic defect, mainly manifest in boys, and that it has something to do with the absorption and the passing into the cells of the mercury. And you're right, the coal-burning plants, they've taken the restrictions off. Texas supplies 5 states. I'm sitting in the middle of it, and the mercury readings are off the chart. Meanwhile, the global warming people are running around wanting to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe.
Yeah. Well, listen, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. The point is that we don't come up with scientific conclusion by public proclamation. We have to come up with the... I hate to keep reducing it to this. It sounds so cold and hardcore, but we can't allow ourselves to take our eye off the ball. And that is, we gotta prove what's going on. We gotta find out what's going on. It sure seems suspicious, I know. But after 8 major large studies with no medical group
funded.
In the world. You got to sometimes...
Hold on. Funded by the big vaccine makers. But let me just stop you. Let me just throw this out before we go to break into the final segment. It's already gone. And I got to have you back up sometime.
This is fun.
And we'll plug your sites on the other side of this. Be sure and do that. Here's the deal. We have all the fraud in the FDA, in the EPA. We have the revolving door of big pharma people back and forth approving their bad drugs. We know they're predatory against the supplements, regardless, because they're in competition with them. And then we have the Tuskegee experiment, eugenics, sterilization in this country. We know Hitler got his ideas from England and the U.S. I don't have this all-trusting view of whatever the guys in white lab coats say.
No, I think that's good. I think you should not trust authority, and they do screw up, and they do make mistakes, whatever walk of life you're in. And there is fraud, and it happens. There's no doubt about it. But talking about throwing the baby out with the bathwater, of course, that's because there is fraud, because there are illegal and fraudulent ties behind the scenes, doesn't mean that everything that comes from mainstream science, okay, is fraudulent.
I'm not saying that. Well, stay there. Final segment with Dr. Dean Adell after this 3-minute break. I got to get him back up for longer because he's a great debater, and there's so many points I want to bring up. I know he's got a lot of documents as well. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, folks, I'm going to move quick. Dr. Dean Adell will be with us into the next segment. Another 10 minutes with him. We appreciate that. And you can just find him on any AM or FM station that carries talk. He's in every major city and most small towns. He's on 590 KLBJ here in Austin, one of our affiliates. Now, Of course, we're on 1330 right now, and then, of course, on the weekend and on 590. Moving quicker here, let's take sodium fluoride. I just said to you during the break, did you know that they take the whole waste from the aluminum and, of course, fertilizer manufacturer, and then that's what they call fluoride that they then put in the water? And you said, I've never heard that. I'm going to make sure you get emailed all the mainstream documentation and the head of epidemiology departments and FDA investigators all saying it. I mean, did you hear about the American Dental Association coming out a year and a half ago and saying, don't give babies fluoride water?
Right, because they're getting plenty of it. They're getting plenty of it as it is, and you got to be very careful. Now, if you're saying that they use waste material to make to produce fluoride, I wouldn't be surprised, but the same token, I can take water from your toilet after you flush, and I can produce pure water. And you might say, hey, I'm drinking sewage here. No, you're drinking pure water. It's just been processed, manufactured, et cetera. So I'm not exactly sure what they use to make fluoride. And there are people in America that are getting too much fluoride. You see those little white spots on kids' front teeth.
Rot holes.
And that often comes can come from fluoride.
Well, you've got fluorosis. Well, there's this big Harvard situation where the graduate doctor did the report about increased of the type of bone cancer. But that's not a new debate. I've seen a bunch of mainline university studies from China to Japan to England where it causes massive increases in that type of cancer in boys.
Now, wait a second. Massive increases. You got to be careful with that in terms of implying cause and effect, because it might seem so. But to my
doubling, tripling, depending on the study.
Yeah. Well, I doubt it. How's that?
But I mean, do you have those in front of you?
But excess amount. Listen, there. When you start doing studies, here's something the pharmaceutical companies do all the time. Let's suppose I have a drug and I'm putting it on the market. And I do 8 studies in a row to find this drug's a piece of crap, and it's causing side effects and killing people. And then the 8th and the 9th study finds, we tweak the study, right, find out, hey, this is a great drug and doesn't cause side effects. What do you think is going to get published? So you got to be very, very careful in that you look at, and this is what's difficult, the entire body of the literature. There are people in America today, the membership is 650, who still believe the Earth is flat. And they do their studies to produce it. I would not offer that as evidence. I would not say it's a controversy. When 99.99% of scientists believe one thing and 0.01% believe another, why is it in America we want to go, because we love the underdog, I guess, we want to go with a 0.01%.
Dr. Dean, you're doing what the big, and that's who's pushing it, you know, the big governments and banks are doing, pushing for a global carbon tax while ignoring all the real toxic waste and the rest of it. They say every scientist agrees with man-made global warming when that's actually not the truth. It's the opposite, that the vast majority believe it's not man-made, it's the sun cycle. And so you're saying everybody, you know, they all know that.
I'll put it to you another way. Tell me the last time that you saw in the history of science, because I know a few examples here, when you saw that 0.1% of scientists turn out to be right. And if they turned out to be right, by the way, they proved their case.
But it isn't 0.1% that believe sodium fluoride.
Tell me the last time the iconoclast turned out to be right. Because you're talking to an old-time hippie here. I'm a very anti-establishment guy. You know, I was into this stuff before most people listening to this program.
Dr. Dean, are you saying that sodium fluoride, even the big kidney foundation says it hurts kidneys? Are you saying sodium fluoride doesn't cause bone calcification?
No, in appropriate amount, but Americans are often getting too much, so I agree with you there. No, it can definitely be toxic. It's like everything else. You turn the heat on in your house, it warms your house. Too little, you freeze. Too much, you burn your house down. So,
yeah, in fact,
like everything, fluoride is toxic in large amounts.
Tell you what, stay there. Got a break. Final segment. Straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's agreed to come back in the future. We've just got 5 minutes left with him. Nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Dr. Dina Dell, the top 15 or so talk show hosts in the country, most listened to. And he's with us for about 4 more minutes here, so I'm just going to rapid fire a few more comments at him. Dr. Dean, you know, I talked about Tuskegee. I talked about, eugenics, the other things that have happened. There's no doubt the UN, if you don't know this, I can send it to you, has been caught adding different synthetic hormones to tetanus shots and sterilizing, and Planned Parenthood's in trouble for, give us money to get rid of the black people. I mean, all this is going on. That's why a lot of people don't trust the medical system. And you know, I mean, I'm sure you know, you're a medical doctor, prestigious university, that a lot of our modern sciences were dominated by eugenicists up until, 30-something states had forced sterilization here. And that then they went underground with crypto eugenics after World War II. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, of course, but I kind of don't think it's helpful to take our past mistakes and condemn the future. I agree with you. These things have been horrible black marks on the history of science, and like the horrible black. Listen, you can say America is a horrible, horrible country because of all the horrible things we did, and look at our mistakes, and go down all the bad things we've done internationally and with other countries, and in war and violence and blah 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 in our history. That doesn't mean we're not a great country. I think you got to be very, very careful when you raise these issues in terms of throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
But I'm not saying the whole country is bad. I'm saying these mad scientists who literally, that guy, Watson, at the Human Genome Project at Cold Springs Harbor, he was there when it was eugenics. I read books.
This guy's got terrible racist views.
It's all of them, though. I'm telling you.
So what? Now, what? Don't say all of them. Now, come on.
Okay, 95%
really
of the captains of modern...
5%'s not all. You said all.
I'm saying the vast majority of the captains. Well, you know what? I mean, 50 years ago, almost everybody at the highest levels of science in this country, in England and Germany, was a raving racist. Everybody knows that.
Well, I say 50 years ago, most people were.
But those ideas...
I grew up in America. You know, I'm a child of World War II, and I would say we had and still have a problem with all this.
But I'm saying it's like autopilot. Their ideas, their systems of bioethics. I mean, you've read the Wall Street Journal pieces about how people will be begging for food and water, and they assanguinate them. I'm not talking about Terry Schiavo. You know about those cases.
Yes, of course. But listen, I don't know. You tell me what you think. And what profession do you think does not have its really bad apples? I'm not sure. Talk show host? What do you want
Everything
to talk
does.
About?
I agree with you. But what I'm asking you, last question is this. Why have doctors stopped giving the Hippocratic Oath?
I don't know that they have, and I took it in medicine. The Hippocratic Oath was written 2,000 years ago, and if you read it, it talks about not taking money from slaves, and it's like totally, totally out of touch. We are a very highly screened group of professionals with bad apples, unethical, immoral people in it. But I'll bet you, if you took a survey of lawyers, politicians, businessmen,
it says
they would
do
have
no
a
harm.
Higher rate. They would have a higher rate. And we're humans. We're humans, you know, so it's important for the public to be aware of this so they can avoid these
Look,
these
our medical practitioners are very professional. It's a very important priest guild. We all know what it is, with the little double snakes going up the tree and all the rest of it. And we worship our doctors. I understand that.
Wait a second. Go back. I don't understand that. We'll get off the pedestals and people get off their knees. No need to worship us. I think we'd be a lot healthier to not worship doctors. So I agree with you.
Well, will you come back on sometimes so we can have further debates?
Anytime. This is fun.
Well, You've written a lot of books. I've been trying to make you plug them. I mean, what's some of the books? Come on, plug them for us.
I'm not a plugger. The first book is Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. I think that's a good one. And my most recent book is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Healthiness.
Dr. Dean, I've got your email. I'm going to send you a bunch of stuff about what they're putting in the water. And if I send you proof that they're putting toxic waste in the water, will you...
Any information. I'm an information junkie. But beware, I will send you back information, and I'll ask you about it the next time we're together.
All right. Thanks for spending time with us.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternatives sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to be covering the economy for a full hour with Bob Chapman, and we're just going to take your calls in the third hour. We just had Dr. Dean Adell on, very slick. He's gotten a lot more hardcore. I really used to enjoy his show, 10, 12, 14, I don't know, I've probably been listening longer than that. I can't believe how old I am. I guess I was listening to Dr. Dean in high school, so that would be 17 years ago, excuse me. I always say dates, like we reported on this 4 years, I mean six, I mean eight. I just keep forgetting how old I've gotten. I'm supposedly not that old, but 34, doing this since I was 21, I am a old hand, ladies and gentlemen. But I've been listening to Dr. Dean Adell since I was about a junior in high school. Right when we moved to Austin, Texas, I would hear him on KLBJ 590. And he is now just unbelievable. He gets on air and says, you know, there's no mercury in vaccines. He says it point blank. Well, I made him say, oh, well, it's actually not in the children's anymore. Wrong again, Doc, and we're going to put a big story together, and we're going to show all that. But he said he'll come back on, then we'll debate it further. And I'm going to send him the documentation about all the fluoride used in the U.S. is from toxic waste, and they allow hundreds of other chemicals. I mean, I've had EPA subdirectors of entire poison divisions on. I mean, this is mainline, absolutely admitted, and Odell said he didn't know that. So, again, the problem is you have people in the alternative media who are a bunch of kooks. You got liars, you got spinners, you got nuts, you got people with corporate agendas in the mainline media, and you got some good people there too. And then folks then think that everybody in the alternative is perfect, and then we're all telling the truth, and then you get taken for a ride. And you need to stop doing that. You need to not believe me. You need to go check out my claims, the things I say, the things I do. If I tell you Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist and said black people were weeds and they had to exterminate them, I mean, I didn't just believe online journals. I actually went to the library. I sent my crew to the library here in Austin, and we actually had to write to, I forget the university, it's in Missouri, where her papers are, and I got the copies from the university of her calling black people subhuman. That was for Endgame. It's all, a lot of that didn't even get in the film. It went over 2 hours. We're making an Endgame too, obviously. It's going to be just all about that. But the point is that we make a claim, it's documented, and that's why I love Jeffrey Smith, because I have forgotten so much I've learned. The Nobel Prize winners, the scientists, the experts, the people running divisions, the internal studies that have been leaked, all of it. And when I get this guy on, it's like I remember everything he's talking about and then more, and I'm Googling what he's saying as he's saying, and he's so accurate. And that's why he's the world best-selling author. He has the best-selling work on GMO foods, and that's Seeds of Deception. The latest book is Genetic Roulette, an unbelievable book. I mean, it's got lavish colored pages. It's like a big textbook. This is textbook quality. If you were in college, you'd pay $100 for this book, and we have it for what, like $27 or something. They also have a deal, $19.95, for two DVD films and a huge CD, and then a bunch of extras. It's like a $50-something value. I'm just guessing what two films and a huge audio CD would be for $19.95. That's at InfoWars.com. And I just want you to get it. I want you to get it. I want you to know what's happening. Now, today, for the next 50 minutes, we've got him, and I appreciate him, and I am going to try my best to just sit here and shut up. In the last two parts, we went through what's happening, what it's doing, how it's killing the rats, the guinea pigs, what it does to their livers, how it's already in our food. And then there's other facets we haven't gotten into about where this is going, what the future of GMO is, how to stop it. There's good news. People want solutions. We've got a lot of success stories. So whatever you want to get into, sir, you've got the floor. We're honored to have you with us again today.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. And there is a lot. There's a lot to genetically modified foods because it's our food supply, it's our ecosystem, it's our structure of science and government, and it's all this huge, fiercely pitched battle going on all over the world. I want to first recommend to your listeners to do some e-activism by going to don'tplantgmobeets.org. Don'tplantgmobeets.org. This was set up by the Interfaith Center that is involved with their coalition of faith-based groups that invest large amounts of money, over $100 billion. And I talked to them and said that Monsanto's genetically modified sugar beets are about to be planted in the United States, which will turn our sugar supply into a genetically engineered sugar supply. And they immediately put up this website, don'tplantgmobeets.org, and if you send a single letter, it'll go to 63 different companies asking them to please do not allow these GM sugar beets to be planted. We already have four major GM crops in the ground, soy, corn, cotton, and canola. So they're in most processed foods. We eat them, and there's a lot of evidence showing that they're highly unsafe. So this is one way that we can try and stop the sugar beets being added to those four. What I was thinking, Alex, to talk about is how scientists around the world over the last 10 years have been silenced, threatened, forced out, denied tenure, pressured when they have discovered problems with genetically engineered foods. Should we go there?
Absolutely. I would just go back to you talking about religious groups, just a caveat before we go forward, or an addendum to finish up. Does it help that we just had the Pope with over a billion adherents, the head of that religion, coming out and saying it's a sin to eat it?
Yes, he said genetic manipulation is one of the new sins. Now, I know that many organizations, many religious groups, believe that the word GMO, which stands for genetically modified organism, might as well stand for God move over. Because what they're doing is they're taking genes from one species, like, for example, a spider gene is inserted into a goat in the hopes that they can milk the goat to get spider web protein to make bulletproof vests. Human genes are inserted into corn to make spermicide. Jellyfish genes are inserted into pigs so that their noses glow in the dark. And the foods that we eat have insecticide genes from bacteria inserted into the corn and cotton. So in every cell of the plant, in the case of corn, in every bite of the corn, we're eating an insecticide produced from a bacterial gene. Swapping genes between the normal natural barriers certainly carries ethical considerations, but it also carries scientific problems. The very process of inserting a gene causes massive collateral damage in the DNA. And the end of the day, the DNA is 2 to 4% different than what it was before the gene was inserted and the cell was grown into cloning.
That's the key that we didn't get to last time, and then get back into how they're trying to suppress scientists, because I think that's so important. There's so many facets. I'm now remembering points I wanted to go back to. That this can alter our DNA, and that's what your books and videos get into that we haven't covered. Can we get into that now?
Absolutely. Now, there's a number of ways in which genetic engineering could alter our DNA when we eat the food. Originally, the FDA scientists, and we know this because documents made public from a lawsuit, they were concerned about the antibiotic-resistant marker gene, which is used in most GM crops, transferring from the food we eat into bacterial genes inside of us, which if it was pathogenic bacteria, if it was equipped with this antibiotic-resistant gene, it could turn into a super disease untreatable with antibiotics. In fact, the secret documents from the FDA scientist, an entire division wrote in all capital letters in their summary, it would be a serious health hazard to introduce a gene that codes for antibiotic resistance into the intestinal flora of the general population. They were ignored. They were basically told, don't worry, genes are destroyed during digestion. We also know now that genes are not destroyed during digestion, but they can also transfer into our cells. They took mice, and they fed them DNA. This was normal DNA, not genetically modified. And they fed it to pregnant mice, and they found that in the brains of the offspring were fragments of the DNA from the mother's food. They fed genetically engineered feed to pigs and found the genes in all sorts of their organs. So if we eat genetically engineered crops, we might end up with the genes not only in our gut bacteria, but in our cells, possibly integrating into the DNA and influencing ourselves. Now, there's only been one human feeding study ever conducted, and that showed and it proved that genes do end up in the DNA of our gut bacteria, so that long after we stop eating GMOs, we might still have these foreign proteins produced continuously inside us, foreign proteins like a pesticide or an antibiotic-resistant gene. Now,
and it's important to add that it's thousands of times the normal level of the natural fungus pesticide, and it's within the genetics of the body now. It's within the genetics of the plant that you then eat.
Exactly.
Because they'll argue, oh, that's a naturally occurring thing. Yeah, that they've now souped up 1,000 times and stuck inside the DNA.
Precisely. Precisely. When they stick the gene into these crops, let's get a little bit scientific here. They put in an on switch called a promoter. They take it from a virus, and it's a very aggressive on switch. It turns on the gene 24/7 around the clock without stopping to pump out high volumes of this foreign protein. Now, one of the many assumptions of the scientists that was proved wrong was that this on switch would only turn on this foreign gene and no other genes. But it now is known that when you insert a promoter with a gene into a cell, it can also turn on other genes permanently at high volume in that cell. So it could, it's like throwing a dart into the genome and say, turn on something at random so it overproduces an allergen or a toxin or a carcinogen or an anti-nutrient. And so that happens in the crops, and it might also happen within our own bacteria or our own cells.
Okay, I want to come back and get into how they're suppressing the scientists, the documents of that. And then Dr. Dita Dell comes on and says everything's fine, everything's wonderful. What we've got to stop is the vitamin people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Road Warrior Radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
All right. fast segment, got to move fast with our guests. Remember, you're eating this. The main seven food crops, the wheat, the corn, all of it, a lot of it's GMO now. A large portion is. It's invading the other stocks of corn and wheat and the rest of it. That is, it's taking over their seeds. It's taking over their genetics. And now they want to bring in beets, all the rest of it, hundreds of different plants being developed for this. And we're just talking about what's currently going on. I want to get into some of the more advanced stuff, the chimeras, the spider goats, the rest of it coming up. But please continue with the different scientists and people a lot of times in these companies who are getting paid. They don't want to lose their job, but they do if they don't shut up.
It's an interesting I'll take you on a little world tour about people who have tried to even make critical statements about GMOs. Let's start with one that happened recently. Christian Velot from France. He's a molecular biologist, and he happened to set up some conferences so that they can discuss the risks and uncertainties of genetically modified foods. And when he came back to work, his research funds for this year were confiscated. Student assistants were redirected to other units. He was told that his research team was no longer to be part of the institute, and that he would be kicked out, essentially, and asked to leave the premises. And this was just for raising concerns in a public forum, which is what science should be doing. Now, let's give another example. Irina Ermakova, I interviewed her at the EU Parliament after we gave a presentation there. She had documents, she had a piece of paper. She came back to her office one day, and a piece of paper was burnt on her desk, kind of as a warning. Some of her samples had been stolen. She was told by her director to no longer do research on genetically engineered foods. She was attacked viciously in a published peer-reviewed journal that had lied to her, telling her that she was going to be authoring an article about her research, and it turns out they just wanted to set her up. So what was her crime? Well, her crime was discovering that rats were fed genetically engineered soybeans, that the offspring died at more than 50% compared to the offspring of rats that were fed regular soy and only died at about 10%. She also found that the size of the offspring when the mothers were fed GM soy was much smaller and they couldn't reproduce. So her crime was simply feeding rats genetically engineered soy that we eat every day and discovering death and problems in the offspring. Here's another one, Andrew Sterling. Andrew was part of this GM Nation debate in the UK, which was supposedly a even-handed look at genetic engineering over the whole course of an entire year by the UK citizens. But it wasn't even-handed at all, because he was one of the scientists invited to debate it, and it turned out that an official government website revealed that an unnamed individual in a privileged academic or regulatory position tried to get Andrew Sterling dropped from a research project by approaching its funders and disparaging his work and professional standing. In other words, he voiced doubts over the safety of genetically modified foods and was the target of a campaign to sabotage his career and funding. There's another one, Ignacio Chapella. He accidentally discovered, he and his graduate student, he's a UC Berkeley professor, he accidentally discovered that the genetically modified corn had contaminated the indigenous corn varieties in Mexico. Well, he was threatened by a senior Mexican government official who implied, "We know where your children go to school," trying to get him not to publish. He published anyway, and immediately afterwards, there was a smear campaign set up on a major scientific website by two people, Mary Murphy and Andura Smedicek, who claimed that he was funded by Greenpeace, that he was an activist, and they riled up this group of scientists to try and call for a retraction of the paper in Nature, the journal Nature. Well, it turns out Mary Murphy, if you look at her at the email properties, as one Jonathan Matthews did in the UK, he traced it back and it actually came from Monsanto. And if you look at Andura Smedicek and her email properties and traced it back, it turns out it comes from the Bivings Group, which is a public relations firm for Monsanto. Mary Murphy and Andura Smedicek are fictional human beings, apparently, who have been drummed up by Monsanto and or its public relations firm in an effort to attack this Ignacio Chapella, who was then denied tenure and attacked severely in his University of California at Berkeley. He mounted a campaign, filed a lawsuit, and only after 2 years of fighting was he finally given tenure.
We'll be right back with our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the GMO Trilogy, two DVD films made and put together by Jeffrey Smith, and a huge audio CD. This affects all of us. It's one of the biggest issues out there. Get it at InfoWars.com right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Moving fast today with Jeffrey Smith. He is one of the leading experts in his books and films. He interviews more than 30 top scientists on what's happening with GMO. He goes off the source documentation. He is the global number one bestseller, the number one GMO book. There's quite a few of them out there. And again, they're just both incredible. Because I care about my children. I care about myself. They study rats because they're very similar to humans in their whole metabolic system. That's their favorite is, of course, the white lab rat. And there's other things they study on dogs, cats, but folks get real mad about that and understand why. They also do it on guinea pigs, rabbits. And they're all pretty pigs are very similar to our whole metabolic system. And when it's killing most of them and killing the babies and we're eating this, I mean, we might want to have a concern here. And there's all these new illnesses, all these new diseases, all this crazy stuff happening to healthy people, all this new juvenile onset of diabetes, cancer. I mean, you go through the numbers, it's just staggering. Life expectancy is actually dropping, even though they're boosting infant mortality, which is normally the number, you know, thing that'll drive down a number. No, that's basically the same, but it's still dropping. We got a big problem, and we're going to go back to him here in just one moment. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about the Freedom Law School. They're just great folks. They put on some of the best conferences out there, bar none, and they're coming to Irvine, California, March 28th to the 31st, and a lot of these things sell out, so you might want to get your tickets now. William Rodriguez, Jason Burmish, G. Edward Griffin, Tommy Crier, Joe Bannister, Larry Becraft, Michael Collins Piper, Davon Kleiss, and many, many others. You learn about just a whole host of issues, very professional conferences. Learn more about it at livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org, or 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. And, of course, my friends, you can also, again, visit livefreenow.org. Okay, going back to our guest, Jeffrey Smith. Jeffrey, you were going through a litany of scientists, doctors, researchers being told to shut up. We've interviewed quite a few of them. And again, these are people, in some cases, who are making millions of dollars a year. They're part of the companies, or they're doing government studies. And they go, man, the rats are all dying. And then they're told, shut up. Or you better watch it for your family. And now we have all these GMO foods that have had to be pulled from the market because they have such, you know, obvious and immediate effects of people getting real sick. But they don't care. They just move forward. I guess they're at the point of no return. It's their whole industry. Why not just keep going? Because they're
in fact, there's such a vulnerable position right now that if a single study that was done properly and was repeatable showed that genetically modified foods were safe or unsafe, that they would cost them billions of dollars because they would lose their whole market. It would cost the food industry billions because the food industry uses it. So anyone that dares to do even independent studies is attacked even before they can do the study. This is a case of Judy Carman. She was actually given money by the Western Australian government to do the first, and I say this again, the first long-term animal feeding studies on the GM foods that we're already eating. And the biotech industry freaked out. They were sending letters to the Minister of Agriculture, who I met recently in Australia, saying she shouldn't be allowed to do studies. We have plenty of studies on GMOs, and it already proves it's safe. Stop this research. And they even sent a list of 61 abstracts, which is an incredibly small amount, saying, see, all of these studies, this proves that GMOs are safe. Well, Judy Carman evaluated these 61, and it turns out most were commercial studies, had nothing to do with food safety. She said only 9 of them actually had to do with food safety, and 6 of them showed adverse reactions. And they left out a lot of other studies. But Judy Carman was attacked mercilessly in the press. Someone said, well, where are you going to do your study? She doesn't even have a laboratory. So she responded saying, I happen to be a professor at the University of Adelaide, and the next thing you know, she lost the ability to access, apparently, her laboratory at the University of Adelaide. They attacked that link too. They're merceless. Now, I was in Malaysia in 2004 at the Cartagena Protocol Conference in Biosafety, a UN conference on GMOs, and there a very renowned virologist, Dr. Turia Trovic from Norway, reported some startling results. He found, for example, that an entire community in the Philippines fell sick when genetically modified pesticide-producing corn started to pollinate next door. And the people got sick starting those living next to the field, and then it moved for those further away. He did an antibody study and found out that there was an antibody reaction to this BT toxin that was produced by the corn. And he announced his research there, and he was viciously attacked. It hadn't yet been published, but this was, in fact, a scientific conference. He was viciously attacked, and I actually wrote it up and made it available on his behalf for the papers, and, you know, people were calling me, and it was an example where, as soon as it was reported, he came under attack for no scientific reason, but has not been able to raise money since then to do a follow-up and to actually get it published. This goes on. I mean, I can continue to talk about these.
Well, we are, but let me just pause here for a moment so listeners realize what we're talking about here. Suddenly, in every major town I talk to people, everybody's sick. Everybody has allergies now. They're having trouble breathing. And there's no doubt a lot of this is the GMO because we have this case point test he did. In the case of Malaysia, we know what it's doing. And again, the people that are defending this, it's mindless. It's affecting them too.
I know. I was speaking over the weekend to the Pan American Allergy Society, to a room full of allergists, and I pointed out to them how the eating genetically engineered foods might not only cause allergic reactions to those foods. For example, soon after GM soy was introduced to the UK, soy allergies skyrocketed there. But it might also lead to allergies to other foods. And here's why. Mice that were fed genetically engineered soy had reductions in the production of enzymes in their pancreas that normally break down food. If it takes a longer time for proteins to break down, that means there's a longer period of time to cause allergic reactions. And, by the way, the scientist, of course, that did this research also was denied funding for some of her additional research. But so it shows that eating genetically modified soy might increase allergic reactions to a wide variety of other products. In fact, just after GM soy was introduced in 1996, over the next 5 years, peanut allergies doubled. Now, we know that there is a cross-reactivity between soybeans and peanuts. A small percentage of people who are allergic to peanuts can get triggered from eating soybeans. But after the genetically engineered variety was introduced, the soybean incidence doubled. Now, it's possible that that cross-reactivity was enhanced in genetically modified varieties.
Well, I've developed pretty bad allergies, and my grandmother, who's lived in Austin her whole life, has developed allergies late in life, suddenly has all these. Everybody, you know, here seems to have them now out of the middle of nowhere. But just studying allergies, the reports, the scientific studies separately from GMO, they talk about how once you start getting allergies, suddenly you get them to other things because it raises the autoimmune system to where it gets less and less discriminatory, and then more and more discriminatory. And then there's also studies showing that that is what kind of burns out your immune system, is that hyperactivity. And then finally it breaks down and gives in, and a lot of that's tied to cancer.
And a lot of, basically almost every study that's been done on the immune response to genetically modified crops among animals has shown some kind of immune response. When they fed mice this BT toxin, which is engineered to be produced in this corn and cotton, the mice not only developed an immune response as powerful as if they had been fed cholera toxin, but they developed like a multiple chemical sensitivity. They were sensitive to other formerly harmless compounds. Similarly, mice in Australia that were fed a genetically modified pea all of a sudden became reactive to egg albumin and other products. So we're talking about a way in which these foreign genetically modified crops, mainly soy, corn, cotton, and canola, might be responsible for causing this huge increase in food allergies, particularly among children.
Now, you have them looking at you with a huge magnifying glass. You keep saying might, but then you can list study after study.
Yeah. It's just a legal thing, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to be careful in what I say. I mean, they're trying to get after me all the time. There was a profile in me in Reuters last week where it described that I was traveling all around the world and presenting evidence of thousands of sick, sterile, and dead livestock, thousands of toxic and allergic reactions in humans, and damaged virtually every organ and system studied. And, of course, they had to balance the report by a pro-GM mindless person who said, Jeffrey Smith is articulate and strong in his personal beliefs, but he has no scientific background at all. Well, she just ignored the fact that my book has been reviewed by every single page by at least three scientists, that there's 1,200 endnotes, and that I worked with more than 30 scientists to produce it. But none the matter.
Well, genetic roulette is a textbook.
Yes, and in fact, it's kind of a combination of a textbook and a brochure. And that's because I had to deal with the attention deficit politician and the scientific staff. So I took out every two-page spread has a an executive summary on the left side for someone to quickly read the whole book in just an hour, and detailed cited text on the right for someone to dive into it and then go back to the endnotes. So yes, it has a textbook quality for those that want to dive in, and it has a brochure or a executive summary quality for those that just want to flip through and get the whole picture.
It's incredible. It's probably the prettiest and most well put together book we sell on the online store. Now I want to take a few calls, and I want to cover other facets, and I appreciate you coming back every few weeks to just continue our education.
Sure.
But the more Frankenfood type stuff, I mean, I remember 8-9 years ago getting on air, reading CBS News, AP, Reuters, having the CEO in upstate New York of one of the Spider Goat facilities where they have the Army guarding it, where the udders are producing the spider web body armor, and then listeners emailing me and people confronting me on the street saying, you're a liar, there's no, you can't cross a spider with a goat. There's still a lot of denial, even when this is all admitted. You can go to Hong Kong and buy glow-in-the-dark rhesus monkeys that have been crossed with jellyfish. You tell somebody that, they think you're lying. We're already kind of at a Blade Runner level. You talk about GMO for mass distribution. We have the Asian labs and others that literally just for, you know, street sales, you know, like out of Blade Runner, where you're buying clones in the street, they for years have been and just randomly splicing. So this has even gotten down to a boutique level where this is all going on, and the scientists are saying that can give rise to super viruses, bacteria, cross. I mean, this is, I mean, just creating the polio vaccine culture in monkey kidneys, you know, gave millions of people, and that's how admitted cancer, and hundreds of millions of the SV40 cancer virus. So what, and that's a 60-year-old, 50-year-old crisis. What about now, just all the just insane stuff that's going on?
Well, yeah, right now we have the ability to mix and match genes from various species and put them together, and we're really babes in the woods there. I mean, every single few months, we completely redefine what DNA is all about. There was a study that came out where they took two strands of DNA and they put it into a completely clean solution, and they were able to match up with their partners without transferring proteins or molecules between them. So they realized, my God, there's some way that these DNA strands recognize each other as like a field effect, just from being within the presence of similar strands.
They're transmitting, is what more and more scientists think.
And it turns out, you know, I was approaching a scientist years ago. I happened to have lunch with a Monsanto scientist who did supposed safety studies. And I said, well, you know, you're blasting these genes with a gene gun into the DNA, causing damage to the sequences where it hits. Well, what if it hits a part of the sequence where it's a problem? And he says, well, we're learning more and more about which sequences are important. I said, well, that's good. But then I said, what if all of the sequences in the DNA were important? What if there were quantum mechanical or field effects of within the DNA that we don't even understand, and you're blasting new genetic material with a gun in there, sometimes deleting, you know, several genes and rearranging genes? And he didn't say, he didn't answer. He just continued to eat.
Well, we also know that there are a lot of ancient diseases and things that life forms have beaten that the code of that through their immunity is locked up. And so you literally have thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of different diseases, different pathogens that are locked up in that coding.
This is a very good question, Alex. Now, we talked earlier about the promoter, the on switch, which can randomly turn on genes full bore 24/7 around the clock. There are ancient viruses embedded inside the DNA of human beings and other higher organisms. Most of them are degraded, but some may be fully intact but lack their on switch. What happens if this promoter, this gene, the transgene that gets inserted, ends up near one of these old viruses? And what if that on switch turns it on? We could be flipping on viruses that haven't been in this earth for centuries or millennia because of this random nature of the
insertion. That's what all the top scientists I have on say, and then I simplify it and say, folks, all this engineering could give rise to super viruses. You know, that's shorthand. I'm not just saying that.
And there's another way that it can cause other viruses also, and that is, in papaya, zucchini, and crookneck squash, the three minor GM ingredients, they're engineered not, you know, basically to resist a certain virus. And what they do is they put viral genes into the DNA of this papaya, zucchini, and crookneck squash.
And we know viruses mix so they can mutate together.
Exactly. They can not only mutate, but they also create viral proteins. Now, what do viral proteins do? They destroy the defenses of an organism against viruses so that it sort of paves the way for the virus to take
hold. So it opens them up for further infections.
Now, if we eat these genetically engineered crops, we're taking higher levels of these viral proteins into us. And so we may be stripping away our defenses against viruses by eating these genetically modified.
And you keep saying, May, we know this is all happening. And I know execs from these companies listen to these shows and listen to them when they're in the archives. I mean, no wonder your granddaughter is got cancer. No wonder, you're so sick every day with allergies. But you're not going to stop, are you? Because you get to go out on the golf course and swagger around. You live in a $50 million house. I want to talk directly to those people. Why are you doing this? Go ahead, sir.
Well, not only we end up with higher levels of viral proteins that might be dismantling your defenses against viruses, but we know that genes can transfer from genetically modified food into our gut bacteria, taking up residence there and produce over and over again these proteins. So if you happen to eat a Hawaiian papaya or a genetically engineered zucchini or yellow crookneck squash, and if those genes transfer into your gut bacteria and continue to produce it, you may be having these viral proteins permanently produced inside your own intestine.
And there's no if. I've got scores of mainline studies with the measles shot tied to everybody that's got Crohn's.
Yeah, I mean, I always say maybe and could because, that's the way I am. And you could just drop that out if you want.
No, that's separate. But, there's an example. These are genetically engineered, these vaccines. And Crohn's was unknown 50 years ago. Now it's everywhere. And then they go into the guts and look, and it's an autoimmune response. And they find that it's impregnated with these viruses in their DNA. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus,
colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother.
To give you an idea how much they don't know, just a few years ago they said, oh, 95-96% of the DNA is just junk. And now the top scientists across the board say it's like claiming they have the genetics of a water buffalo. No, really, they have a photo of the water buffalo. Is a photo of a water buffalo a water buffalo? No, it's not. And continuing with our guest, Jeffrey Smith, and then I want to jam in a few phone calls here in just a moment. There are just so many areas to this. I mean, this is so far along already. And we were just getting into what's happening inside the different organisms out there. What's some of the other just freakish things that are going on?
Well, they found that when genetically modified corn transfers its pollen into crops in Mexico that are corn, for some reason they end up like monstrosities, absolute monster corn stalks that have multiple ears or weird flowers or 15 feet high. I've seen some pictures of these, and it's just amazing. We also have the way that government scientists were treated when they talked about the health risks of genetically engineered foods, from Richard Burroughs, who is trying to stop the genetically modified bovine growth hormone from being introduced without more testing, to even the FDA's own scientific panel designed to create the policy on GMOs. Practically everything they said was discarded and thrown away in favor of the political appointees who were told to promote biotechnology, including Monsanto's former attorney and later their vice president.
In fact, reading all these different documents, and I'll spend the time to actually go over them, you'll have a government study or even a company study, and their scientists all say, this is bad, this is horrible, this is terrible. Then the lawyers take it, they rewrite it and say it's wonderful, and then source the study saying, because we have these scientists work 5 years on it, never say what the scientists said and kind of plagiarize and lie and say that they support it. I mean, I see that a lot. Is that really common?
In Seeds of Deception, which you have there, it's exactly what happened with the FDA. The FDA wrote about the fact that GMOs could create allergies, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems. Then the person in charge of policy, Monsanto's former attorney, later their vice president, took them out and made GMOs safe. Then it was sent to the White House counsel, the lawyer for the White House, and also the Office of Management and Budget, and they complained that it was still showing problems, and they rewrote it again. So as it got further up the political chain, these GM foods became safer and safer. But if you trace it back to the science, it turns out they're inherently unsafe. And now we know they may be responsible for huge amounts of increase of problems in the United States.
Well, scientists are pretty much across the board. It's a very upright, very serious, very focused, and generally moral group. And I almost always find that the scientists say, don't put this on the market. But then the company lies and says, our scientists say it's good.
Yes, you know, I have this interesting quote. When Monsanto wanted to do a scientific study to prove that BT cotton, their GM cotton in India, was successful, instead of getting scientists to do their studies, they hired a market research agency that ended up claiming 4 times the actual reduction in pesticide use, 12 times the actual yield, and 100 times the actual profit. So when you start having one scientific study versus another, and if it's industry-funded studies, well, you know it's designed to avoid finding problems.
Just amazing. Wesley Smith, stay there. Later in the next hour, we're going to have some financial news as well. We're going to jam in some of your phone calls right after this quick break. We'll be back in 70 seconds. The news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. and truthnews.us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's not your grandpa's plant ecology. It's not your grandpa's farming. It's not crossing one soybean with another, or one beet with another. It's taking roach, spider, human DNA, monkey, you name it, putting it in your food, putting viruses in it, everything else you can imagine, randomly blasting different DNA strands just to see what it'll do on huge factory assembly lines, just randomly seeing what'll happen. We're going to have him back up in the near future. We were going to have him on 2 hours because of the financial meltdown. We're going to cover that coming up now. And I really appreciate Jeffrey Smith spending time with us. Check out InfoWars.com. We're carrying his best-selling book, his new book that's bound to be a bestseller, Genetic Roulette, Seeds of Deceptions, and the GMO Trilogy, again, at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. But let's go to some of your calls. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm sorry. My mother just passed away 4 days ago, and we had to put her in a hospice. And actually, I just want to say thanks for doing the show and how much I appreciate it. I listen to it every day and, try to do my part. I had a question for the guest. Maybe you could speak to it. It's about the Codex Alimentarius, I think it's called.
Yeah, the global move to start restricting vitamins and things, yeah.
Right. Basically, you know, the hormones that they put in the cows and, how by 2009 is supposed to be, you know, all the foods, everything is going to be these genetically modified, basically Franken foods and have these
well, no, it's not everything, and there's a fight against them. Jeffrey?
Yes, right now, because of consumer concern around the world, we have stopped their plan to genetically engineer 100% of all commercial seeds. It's down to only 7 genetically engineered crops. I recommend also going to don'tplantgmobeets.org so we can try and keep GM sugar beets from being planted. Don'tplantgmobeets.org. But we only have soy, corn, cotton, canola, Hawaiian papaya, and a little bit of zucchini and crookneck squash right now. Codex Alimentarius is trying to be, that's a group that's trying to get, to disallow countries to label genetically engineered foods, although almost all commercialized or industrialized countries do have labeling requirements except the U.S. and Canada.
All right, sir. Sorry about your mother, okay? Chris, anything else? Okay, thank you. You know, again, that was a great call. Only had about a minute and a half for him. That's the problem, trying to cover everything. It's impossible. Who's up next? Peggy, we only got time for a quick question or comment. Peggy, go ahead in Pennsylvania.
I wanted to mention another big cover-up that was in the 1970s on trans fats. Dr. Mary Enig reported that the people that manufacture margarine and so on had lied about trans fats to the federal government. And instantly, a few weeks later, she had to meet with representatives from Lever Brothers and Kraft Foods, who were very angry at her and threatened to shut off all her funding if this should ever happen again. And basically, from the 70s to the 2006, the big secret about trans fats was covered up, that it caused heart attacks. And instead
of it's basically just it's incredible.
The point is, they knew since 78 the harm that it did. And just covered it up. And how many millions of heart attacks were done because big business covered this up? They're still lying about saturated fats and saying that saturated fats such as milk and meat are bad for you.
And then they tell you eat the stuff they've cooked up in the laboratory. Thank you. Great point. I wish we could take all the rest of the calls for our guests, but we're going to shift gears in the economy. I really appreciate you spending time with us, Jeffrey Smith. Fire out the websites.
Okay, responsibletechnology.org and seedsofdeception.com.
I want to get you back up for a part four in the next few weeks, sir.
Will do.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman, one of the biggest financial newsletters in modern history, started off in Army counterintelligence, then worked in every major field of brokerage and analysis and stock broking, just all of it. Long pedigree, theinternationalforecaster.com. We had him on yesterday. We're having him back on today. And I want to talk about, I want to really flesh out his comment that, yes, they meant to implode everything and consolidate, as they did in 1929, but this one has gotten away from them. And I keep quoting a few articles I saw in the Financial Times of London, where even more than the Wall Street Journal, the establishment with thin veils admits what they're doing. And they admitted about 2.5 years ago that they were going to implode the housing market, that there was going to be a consolidation of smaller and mid-sized financial institutions. They also said that it would be very dangerous because either the big boys would get bigger or it could even bring them down. And now there was a Financial Times of London story saying the same thing yesterday. There was another London Guardian with their head financial reporter coming out and saying, this is being engineered. The headline was, America has been conned. And we have the IMF documents, World Bank documents from 2002, where they said they wanted to do this. So we know they were planning this. I want him to specifically explain, and it's not just one lady coming out and saying, hey, this stuff's really junk, and then it all falls apart, how all this is happening and why he comes to the response that he thinks it's out of control. Because we know that J.P. Morgan, snatching up the third largest brokerage firm, Bear Stearns, yesterday for $2 a share when it had been trading for $160+. They bought the whole company for $226 million. I mean, folks, that's nothing. Because they're really buying a bunch of worthless debt. They're being backed by the Federal Reserve because they are the Federal Reserve. They own a large part of it. So this just looks to me like they're playing. And we know they blow out corporations. They blow out Enron. They love cheating the employees. They love taking their pension funds. I see this as the master plan to bring in them the Amero. They have to destroy the dollar first to do that. The CFR agreed a month ago and said, yeah, that's, they should use this crisis to do that. I find it more frightening, though, and you bet I'm trying to scare you. People have emailed me, a few people. Most of you know why I'm doing all this. Just trying to warn you. Alex, you're trying to scare people. You're trying to scare them to buy gold, scare them to buy water filters. Absolutely. I'm scared of what's in the water. I hate the New World Order. If I can keep this radio show going and pay my employees and operate, you think this is all free? And morally sell you a good product that I got a tiny percentage of? Absolutely. Absolutely. If I can get you to buy gold when it was $264 an ounce and now it's $1,013 today, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, let's get that straight here. We need to be scared, just like when you lean out over a cliff, you get scared. That's an instinct. You need to pull back from the cliff. We need to start taking this stuff seriously that is going on and unfolding. And you better believe I want to wake you up. Now, I don't want you just, you know, shaking in a corner. I want you to get fired up and decide to fight. And we'll talk about solutions with Bob Chapman as well. Bob, thanks for coming on again with us. You just heard my question. I'd like you to really analyze with the numbers why you think they're actually losing control. And then forecast, because we didn't really get into this yesterday in detail, how you see this unraveling.
Well, I believe that the situation that we see today is the result of what was planned some time ago. The plans went in place economically and financially, and unfortunately for the people who were making the plans, their operations in the Middle East didn't work out as easily and as nicely as they had hoped, and now they're pinned down there and they're in a morass. But that didn't allow the economic and financial operation that they had put into motion to stop. And so it continued. And so during the period of time from the middle of 2002 until now, they have tried to enter into the financial and economic spheres and slow down the process, if not try to retard it for the time being. Now, that's the reason. Now, what is going on now? Well, in order to save the system again, as we all know, they lowered interest rates, increased money and credit, and gave anybody who wanted or needed a loan or a mortgage, and now we'll be set with the results of that. That leads us to actually where we are today, in the middle of a credit crisis, which is worse today than it was when it started last August. And one of the side events of that has been 226 lending institutions that have imploded since a year ago, November. And they are going to continue to implode. Otherwise, the FDIC wouldn't have asked some 35 professionals to come back from retirement to handle the bankruptcies that they think they're going to get from small and medium-sized banks. With that said, we look at Wall Street, which is aided and abetted by our government through the Working Group on Financial Markets, which was created under executive order in 1988. And they, each day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, rig the markets. And they had the meeting yesterday of the Working Group on Financial Markets with the president, and the Secretary of the Treasury said right after that, well, we're going to do what we have to do to make things work. And what he was telling you was we're going to continue to rig the markets. So what happens today? The stock market's up 300 points, and the news is absolutely dreadful. But that's the result of when you have a government that is rigging supposedly free markets. In that process, we have a major problem in the last week or so, which you've mentioned, which is Bear Stearns. And I've got a slightly different take on this than most people. Last week, their CEO, Mr. Schwartz, was on television on CNBC, and he said, look, everything's fine. We got enough money to do what we want to do, and I don't see any problem. And they had $17 billion in cash. And mysteriously, simultaneously, all of a sudden, their credit lines were withdrawn. Their money was taken away from them. Hedge funds came in and took money back, other banking institutions, and all of a sudden there was a crisis. I personally think it was, planned that way. I think that Bear Stearns was railroaded. And I think that the ones that did it were the other major investment banks, particularly the Federal Reserve and J.P. Morgan Chase, because, number one, they wanted their business. Number two, Bear Stearns was always a maverick in the business. They were always, so to speak, shooting from the hip. Their inside credit and controls were excellent. There was no reason for this to happen. And I just think they bagged him. I think this goes back to 1998 and LTCM. And LTCM was a hedge fund run by two Nobel Prize winners that went bankrupt. The bill was about $7 billion. And in a final analysis, all of the banks put up money to bail it out, got their money back. But Bear Stearns wouldn't participate. And I don't think they had forgiven him for that. You know, it's interesting to see that Bear Stearns couldn't be bailed out by the Fed. It only could be bought out by J.P. Morgan Chase with the Fed's money.
Yeah, they can. Of course they created. Exactly, exactly. That's a key point, Bob.
And another thing, too, is that Lehman Brothers, I have their expense ratios. And you're going to see them in tomorrow's issue of the Forecaster. Bear Stearns' ratios were very low compared to Lehman and Goldman and even J.P. Morgan Chase. And so there was no reason for this to happen. I think it was done deliberately.
Well, I agree with you, but let me just stop you there. Let's be clear. When we call it a bailout, that's our tax money being given to private banks who've also done us the great favor of making loans to anybody and everybody so they get real property. It's a guaranteed investment for them. They didn't devalue our currency, and at the same time, we have to pay the taxes on that, a double whammy. So it's the ultimate rigged game. And as you said, instead of having the Federal Reserve, which is you know, one of the main private shareholders of it is J.P. Morgan, do it. They just give the money to J.P. Morgan themselves to then get it, so they do get the real asset, what's left, and then leave the shareholders and the people on the ground and the employees, 300,000 of them, holding the bag. I mean, this is a criminal consolidation, and so that's the big question I've got now for you, Bob, and I want you to try to laser beam in on this, and we're going to open the phones up to callers in the segment after that.
Well, there has been a lawsuit filed by a public interest group, and they're going after Bear Stearns for making inappropriate loans. That may be so. But then again, all of the banking and lending facilities all made inappropriate loans.
No, I understand that, Bob, but let me get my next question out for you, because this is really important. We need to move on in this discussion, because we can get caught in the minutiae. There's so much of it. I want the general info for people. Clearly, they engineered this. We can debate whether it's out of control or not, and whether, you know, the establishment itself could be hurt. But then the big question is, why then, if the government's, quote, trying to fix it, or this is out of control, why are they doing everything that will deepen it and make it worse? Like cutting interest rates, like increasing spending, like bad-mouthing the dollar. Stay there, Bob Chapman.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, we're back live. Specifically questions for Bob Chapman about the economy, the inflationary depression that all the experts we've interviewed agree is coming the next 2 years or so. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, Bob, you heard my question. To me, they're accelerating everything. Cutting interest rates, slashing them 25, 50 basis points, a whole point. I mean, they're going to cut it down to zero. They're going to be out of bullets soon. That makes everybody flee the dollar even faster. This is the key, because if the dollar completely plunges in the next 6 months, won't that bring us into a depression? Won't that inflation then come home faster? Won't people then really see? Won't that accelerate it? Or you're saying no, 2 years?
All the things you say, the answer is yes. What they're doing is they're throwing everything at it that they can to extend the time frame. They're trying to buy time because there's no way out for them. We don't know how much time they'll be able to buy. That's why the accelerated process is going on, and it'll accelerate until they can't do it anymore. Yes, they can take interest rates to 1%. That's not going to help much unless the banks really loosen up, and they're not going to do that. What are the most important ways to augment that? The auction window, which they're using right now, to the tune of $200 billion a month, they might continue that indefinitely and roll the paper. Second of all, the money and credit expansion right now, which used to be called M3, is 16.7%. They could kick it up to 25 or 30%. And so they will go out with this as far as they can. And the longer they are able to go out, the more time they have to write off the debt and have it neutralized by the money and credit that they are creating.
Yes, so they protect themselves and bail themselves out and then leave us holding the bag.
Exactly.
And then fake neocons on talk radio, they extrapolate it down to lazy white trash that went out and got loans they shouldn't have. They never, and that's only one small sector of all this, they never discuss the big brokerage houses, AAA rating junk, paying off insurance companies to rate at AAA when what the highest securities had like 25% backing. And then they extrapolate this down to blaming homeless people. It's their fault this is happening, and the bankers sail off into the sunset.
85% of those kinds of problems have to do with the professional lender, and it's a daisy chain. It's the Fed, the lender, the mortgage originator, the appraiser, to some extent, the salesperson, and then at the end of the chain, the homeowner, 85 to 90% of which lied on their application. There should be criminal charges brought against all of them.
Exactly.
And we don't hear anything about that.
It is just a society gone criminal, Bob.
Absolutely. Well, everybody thinks it's okay.
Here's my analogy. It's like a 5-year-old who's been told, don't talk to strangers, in the front yard. Don't go up to a car. If they have candy, they're trying to kidnap you. Don't go pet the puppy. The 5-year-old's bad when they go up to the van and pet the puppy. But who's worse, the 5-year-old that didn't mind or the person that grabs the kid, rapes him, tortures him, kills him in a snuff film? That's the Federal Reserve, and the public's the dumb 5-year-old kid.
You're right.
But Rush Limbaugh's...
And they run the system, unfortunately. And the courts rule for them because they own them.
But Rush Limbaugh is going to blame the 5-year-old kid. He's saying it's all their fault. It's all their fault. I mean, it's come out in the news that the lenders would coach the people how to lie, basically, that the appraisers
Absolutely.
Would go along.
Well, they were also instructed to do so. And so in that process, they made more money. Everybody had their hand in the till and nobody cared. But really, it was all criminal action. And
well, people ask how
generated this whole thing to keep the economy floating.
Well, people, and then now it'll be 50 times worse when we crash than if they would have just let it go through its normal cycle. But, I mean, just expanding on that last point, that people say there can't be mass conspiracies. Look at this mass conspiracy, and it's even unwritten. It's just, it's that same thing happens a lot in history. I was reading about the 1730s in England when a similar paper scam. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah, there's been a number of them. Going back to probably the most recognizable one was in 1348, the collapse of the Lombard system, the same year we were given the plague.
Oh, man. And then, of course,
and they just do it over and over and over again. It's just today we have communications like your program and other programs like it and the Internet, and the news gets out fast. I mean, younger people under, say, 40, get 75% of their news off the Internet.
Well, we're coming.
It won't be long before there are very few newspapers, magazines, and mainline media.
Well, exactly. We're coming to the end of a major age. Reuters yesterday had the headline that new banking system, a new world order. Stay there, Bob.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Oregon Products. Oregon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Oregon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Oregon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OregonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E-Products.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OregonProducts.org today.
Ringo to Bob Chapman and your loaded phone calls here in just one moment. Don't forget his powerful website, really in-depth analysis, theinternationalforecaster.com. Get a free subscription trial there. It goes out twice a week on email, or once a week on the mail out. Two different ways to get it. He'll tell you about it before he leaves us. Before I go back to Bob, Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. Look, folks, this stuff is amazing. It's aloe vera concentrated tablets, well known for detoxing. Aloe vera is just an incredible plant. All major medical studies on it. Just Google it, look it up for yourself. And New Vitality is a major, highly respected company. We're proud to have them as sponsors. And they, when they approached us about being sponsors, they said, well, what of all these hundreds of products do you want to promote? And I said, well, I've used this and I've used this. And I said, I know these are good. And I went and wanted to see their stuff, use it a few months ago. And now here they are as a sponsor. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. They don't make any extraordinary claims. It just cleans out your guts and is a detoxifier. And it's very important. It doesn't make you sprout wings and fly around or live forever. I want to be clear. I'm not like the other supplement pitchers, and I don't want to be associated with that. Okay, this is just good stuff. You heard me eat Dr. Dina Dell alive earlier saying we didn't need vitamins. Then you meant, oh, yeah, well, most of us are mineral deficient, and, you know, we do need it for that. You know, see, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056 for the Aloe Ease Body Cleanse. They also have Super Beta Prostate, well-documented herb that really helps your prostate health. And if you're over 40, folks, you should be on it. 1-800-569-4056. Also, there is the great folks at eFoods Direct. They are the oldest continually operating, you know, freeze-dried, dehydrated food company. Fits in very small areas, very inexpensive, lasts more than 10 years in a climate-controlled area, 10 years in unclimate-controlled. With all the craziness that's going on, you need to have storable foods. Even mainstream top economists are saying that. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You can't miss their huge banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go to calls now for Bob Chapman. Ted in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how y'all doing today?
Good.
I went to work yesterday. I'm a produce delivery around Austin, and my boss comes in with a big truck from Dallas, and he told me that the truckers were pulling their trucks over, and they're not getting ready to, but they have already stopped running because of the diesel prices. I was wondering if y'all could comment on the last time this happened, when it bankrupted a lot of the trucking companies, and what it might mean for the immediate future, because to me it was very alarming.
Okay, but look, big multinationals love this, and they're going to be able to pay the diesel, then run out all the small guys, then jack up prices. Just like Clear Channel Radio will come in, charge you $1 a spot in a small town till they bankrupt the other local stations, then it's $100 a spot once they're gone. I know a bunch of aggregate haulers in Austin, long haul, short haul. I got a bunch of friends that are truck drivers. They're all going bankrupt. It's all over. The American dream's over for them, and they're going to bring in illegal alien truckers for giant multinationals. Bob Chapman, your take.
Exactly the same as yours. It's as simple as that. And, you know, diesel and gasoline prices are going to continue to go up.
In fact, a bunch of big brokerage firms said by the end of the year they think we're going to have $175, was an AP yesterday, a barrel oil, and they talked, like you said, $1,650 an ounce gold.
Well, the Goldman Sachs was the one that said they felt that oil could go to $175. There's been a number of people who, for some time, such as Harry Schultz and Jim Sinclair, who have called gold at $1,500 and $1,600, and I call it at $3,000. I move my estimate up from $2,000 because of the lack of comparison between real inflation and what the government said inflation was since 1980. But it's going to go considerably higher, because what's happening is the dollar is losing its veracity as a currency, a reserve currency, and that role is going to be taken over by gold, which it has taken over many times in history.
Ted, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, because my next question was, do you think this is kind of a setup leading toward the NAU, which from y'all's response is pretty much what it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the call. It's in scores of public policy reports that they are going to bring in an economic crisis. In fact, Robert Pastor last year said, out of the economic crisis, we'll get a North American Union. They'll tell the public this is the solution when it's the very globalists that have precipitated this atmosphere. But I think Bob's right. This is going to implode so bad that a lot of those projects aren't going to get done. I think their hubris has got, I think they've stepped on their you-know-what, Bob.
Yeah, I also think that they should be seriously considering the fact that when we go into depression, that people are going to ask who did this to us, and they're going to demand that these people be brought to trial. So I think the court system is going to be kept very busy.
Well, but they're going to do little tricks. They'll go after low-level people that didn't do anything, or they'll burn and Martha Stewart, who did nothing wrong, and was running, but to an American, oh, she's worth $100 million. She's Mrs. Rockefeller. And then meanwhile, the real criminals didn't get in trouble.
Well, that's true, and that more often is true. But this is going to be a unique situation. You're going to have the country in a very, very volatile state. And, you know, the communications are tremendously different than they were 10 years ago. And when I started talking to people about the problems we have in 1960, it was like being the lone voice of the lone wolf. Today, there's many people who are talking about it, and people better understand that there's a problem. All they have to do is be told who's doing it to them and point them in the right direction.
Well, I don't mean to do a replay of yesterday, but it's true. I talked to so many people who've been somehow programmed by the media, the culture, to say, oh, that doesn't affect me. Oh, Bear Stearns doesn't affect me. Oh, stock market doesn't affect me. Oh, it doesn't affect me. Everything in economics is tied. You may not own any Bear Stearns, folks, but a lot of people do. You know, people that are going to come into your restaurant aren't going to buy the $50 bottle of wine. They're going to buy the $10 now. Or maybe they're not even going to go out to eat. You know, no matter where you work, what industry, this is going to hurt you. Truck drivers losing their trucks is going to hurt you. Idiots. And I'm trying to be mean, Bob. It's just, doesn't it make you mad that some people are just so willfully ignorant?
Well, it's part of being human. People don't like to accept things that are negative.
I do.
They don't like to have to deal with problems.
I want to deal with them. I don't want bad things to happen. I want to get out ahead of it.
Well, you're not normal. And that's true. I'm not either. We're paranormal or subnormal or something, but we're different.
But I don't understand how people think it's a positive attribute to not be involved. That historically, that leads to ruin.
Well, you can ask people who lived in Europe in the 1930s what happened.
Ken in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, what's going to happen with the insurance companies? I mean, I'm diabetic, and I'm really concerned about how we're going to be able to get medications and what's going to happen as far as that's concerned.
I would tell you, I wouldn't panic, but I would start slowly stockpiling. Medicines last a lot longer than they claim they do on average. I'm not giving medical advice, but I would try to build up at least 4 or 5 months extra. But see, that's all watch now, so who knows, Bob?
Well, I think that's a very good idea. It's just like stockpiling some food for emergencies, the same concept of being able to defend yourself. And I think that's very good advice. And I don't know where you live, but if you are concerned about government keeping track of how much medication you get, you can always go down into Mexico and buy it.
Yeah, and I mean, be real careful about it. You know, mark the bottles, and then after they get to be a year old, you know, go ahead and use those on your medication, and then have some others you held back, and you know, do it that way. Like Bob said, a few months, it might be, you know, all you need. You could probably, I mean, stuff will go crazy for a while, then they'll lock down, then the drugs and things will flow again. Bob, do you agree with that?
Generally, yes, but you don't know what form it's going to take. So the more prepared you are, the better.
Absolutely. Boy Scouts, number one rule. John in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to ask you guys a question about these foreclosures on residential and commercial property.
Sure, go ahead.
I know they're going ahead and foreclosing, but I'm just wondering who picks up the tab on the property taxes.
That's a good point. That generally
goes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Very simply, the lender does.
Have you noticed they forced you to put in like a 2-3 year escrow? That ties into that, right, Bob? Them demanding the escrow for the property tax.
Yes, in part, yes, it does.
And, can I ask you another question, Alex?
Sure, go ahead.
This off topic, but I needed your address, and I talked to John, but I need to get some information to you on a deal that happened up here, and I needed the attention to.
Attention, Alex Jones.
Attention, Alex Jones. Okay, I'm going to get that information to you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Steve in Ohio, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Steve in Chicago, okay.
Bob, isn't it true that these interest rate cuts are a little more than economic actionism, that aren't going to change the fundamentals, the structural problem, and that is that we're debtors? And what do you think about instituting Basel II reforms?
Well, first of all, if you read the foreign media, you'll find that they're saying exactly what you are, and that is that structurally, this is not going to change anything, this being lower interest rates, unless lenders were to open up and accommodate those who needed money.
But they're not. They're hoarding.
That's not going to happen.
They're hoarding their cash.
Yes, and they don't have any confidence in each other nor trust in the system anymore because they were bagged by their own people. The Basel II Accords, which is the FAS, they have to mark securities to the market that are in Category 3, and Category 3 is junk for all intents and purposes. And a lot of that hasn't happened yet, and it's going to happen over the next couple of years. And that's part of what the Fed is allowing and hoping will evolve for the companies that have all these problems because they own toxic waste, which is bonds that consist of mortgages that
Steve,
are not performing.
Okay, Steve, thank you for the call. We're going to come back in the final segment with Bob Chapman, and we're going to take two or three quick final calls. But now I want to bring Ted Anderson up. Okay, every economic expert we have on, and then these are all top guys, head of the New York Business School, the head of Shadow Stats, Nobel Prize winners, all of them are saying metals, 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 silver, gold, palladium, platinum. I think you should be diversified. If you've got more money than just for a few coins, get into some of the mining stocks. I'm not going to advise them. If you want more risk, like Bob was saying, maybe he'll give us some advice. I know it's in the forecaster. I just support the network that for 12 years has been owned by a little gold company, Ted Anderson, who's been interviewing Bob, I know, for more than a decade. And we're going to bring Ted up just for a minute or two. Ted, real fast, you've got offers again that you set the price of this at gold at 1,000. Gold has been going between 1,005 and 1,013 today. They're trying to suppress it. It's not working. I know I just got a little bit more silver, a little bit more gold from you. I don't have a lot of money, but I buy a little here, a little there. It builds up. Tell folks about the offer you've got today.
Of course, Alex. Right now we have the British Sovereign coin. It's a real good coin out of Europe. Quarter ounce gold piece, and it's trading at $277 per coin. We also have the franc coin right now at $220. Again, that's 1/5 of an ounce of gold. And then we have those walking Liberty half rolls, and that's a really good way to get into silver right now. I know Bob is talking about $100 an ounce silver, roughly $3,000 gold. Silver has a lot more room to move. Plus, also, you need small denominational stuff for security purposes.
By the way, I was looking up other places to buy silver before I bought it from you last night, Ted. I mean, I look at other places. And most silver dollars are $25, even if it's junk, been circulated, can hardly read the date, $25 per coin with silver above $20 an ounce right now, and you're selling half dollars. Does it come out to $21 a piece?
$10.50 a piece, or $21 for two, which is the roughly the same content as you do on the silver.
To make it simple, $21 per ounce. Pure silver coins are $9,999. Bob, is that a good deal right now?
Well, it's essentially a dollar over spot or a little bit more than a dollar. And yes, it's a good deal.
Well, all I know is why if it's only a dollar over spot, you think that'd be pretty much a decent deal. But why is it so much more everywhere else, Ted? I mean, are they running out of supply of silver?
I mean, yeah, silver dollars especially. I know that we've sold an awful lot of those silver dollars, and I have dealers breaking up brilliant uncirculated rolls and delivering them to me as though they're circulated because there's no circulated silver dollars left to sell. The Walking Liberty halves just happen to be one of the coins that are still in supply at this time. There's so many orders that are going on right now. It's like if I pick a
product. Let's be clear. You can't pretty much give people a good deal on silver dollars anymore because they're selling for $5 over spot. So you're giving them half dollars at just a dollar over spot per ounce. Folks, I mean, and you say those are getting a little scarce too, Ted?
Yeah, everything's getting scarce right now. I mean, just like Bob was saying, I mean, there's enough trouble in the economy and everybody's starting to pay attention now. And people are placing orders not only with my firm, but firms all over across
the
United
States. And Bob, isn't that the key that if you've only got 3% of the people in the market buying, if 6%, 10%, or even 5%, a few more percentage come in, that it's really going to drive it up?
Well, Ted will tell you as well as I, he being almost as old as I am, that the last time around, at best, we had a maximum of 15% of the people involved in any way with the gold and silver move into 1978-81. And today, I would say it's 1 or 2%. So there's a lot of people who are going to come into these markets.
And there's a lot more people, too, Bob. And we're talking about the same supply that's finite. You're talking about Walking Liberty halves, and they stopped making those in the 1940s.
Yeah, let's be clear. The supply is already running out of a lot of this. By running out, the price is exploding. Getting these near spot is running out. He's got great deals on gold, silver, 800-686-2237. I love doing this. I love plugging something I believe in. I love plugging something that's a good deal. You hurt the New World Order, folks, when you move out of dollars. The whole world's moving out. They don't take dollars at the Taj Mahal. They don't take them in Brazil. They don't take them in, I mean, they're dumping it everywhere. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now. Get silver, get gold. 800-686-2237. Don't wait. 1-800-686-2237. It's only going up. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
Final segment with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Appreciate Bob Chapman spending so much time with us. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Bernie, then Rick, and Zach. That's all we have time for. We'll have Bob back up for another hour in the next few weeks to take calls again. Bernie in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Bob, I got to tell you, I told a stockbroker about your website, and he called me back. You should have heard the expletives. Praising you. Anyways, my dad's on a fixed income and stocks. He's got precious metals and paper. I keep telling him same thing everyone else says.
Get out now.
Yeah, well, herein lies the problem. Being on a fixed income, I told him, I said, dump it. I said, take the hit and buy real possession. Now, am I all wet or am I on track?
Well, he wants to diversify. I mean, well, let's get Bob's take.
Well, I think it all depends on the person's situation, and it's good to have both coins and shares. It all depends on how much speculation you want to get involved in. Every case is different, and if the person has very little income and just kind of squeaking through and would like to get involved, the best way to go is in coins.
That's why I was saying, if they're barely squeaking by, things are so unstable, regular stocks are in deep trouble. I mean, if I was him, I don't know his situation, but if I was 75, 80 years old, squeaking by, and I had a bunch of money in the stock market, baby, 90% would be out. Bob?
Incidentally, I agree with you completely, and we told people 8 months ago, when the Dow was trading between 13.5 and 14, to get out. And we still are telling people to get out. And if you don't want to get into gold and silver-related assets, at least get into a money market fund so you're out of harm's
yes.
way to an extent.
But do you agree, Bob, a basket of foreign currencies because they're going to be volatile as well?
Well, my answer to that, for those who don't want to go into that venue, gold and silver, is to buy Swiss franc government bonds. It's the hardest currency in the world. The yield's about 1.6%. And if that's where you have to be, that's where you have to be.
Okay.
And that is the best recommendation I can make in that area. And people who have been in those bonds for the okay. last year are up 20-25%.
Wow. Bernie, thank you. Rick, quickly in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hey, Bernie, with Treasury Department deciding on what foreigners can buy in this country, wouldn't the Chinese come in and buy a lot of companies for a dime on a dollar?
They're already doing it. The Arabs, all the ports, the roads, they're basically buying the cities now, like in RoboCop, where the private corps take over the cities. Bob Chapman?
You're right, and they're headed also towards things that people need, and that is turning roads into toll roads, buying utilities, getting into food companies, things that are mainstays in the economy.
Staples. They're grabbing every staple up. You should do the same, folks. Do what the elite do, commodities. But, again, how do you physically hold a commodity? Gold, silver, that's about the only stuff you can physically hold. Zach in Canada, you're our tail gunner with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, guys. Yeah, I was surfing the net yesterday, and I went on over to Yahoo.com to go check my email, and I noticed in the news there was a car, they said, got unreal gas mileage, so I opened up the info, and it was apparently the gas companies have a competition to see who could make the best vehicle with gas mileage and that.
Sure.
And anyway, this car was got the winner, got 7,138 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that in Yahoo, too. Do you have a question?
Unbelievable. Look, what a slap in the face. Or give
I know. Call me back about it tomorrow. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for all the analysis.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Retransmission starts now on the Internet. If you missed any of the first or second hour, I had Dr. Dina Dell on for a debate. It restarts now. We'll see it in the streams at InfoWars.com. That's where you come listen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
When was the last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the